You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Oh mercy, baby, we're paying your dues with some sweet rhythm and blues. It's the soul before rock and roll. And I'm Matt the Cat, your furry leader, welcoming you to the comfortable but not overly ostentatious Rosie's Juke Joint. In the back of the establishment where the whiskey flows like water and the jukebox is jumping. There's sawdust on the floor and there's a large man at the door. So behave yourself when you're at Rosie's Juke Joint and you're digging on the juke in the back. Are you ready, cats and kittens, to jump, jive, and wail? Because this week we have a show packed with some jump blues. Done by one of the cats that did it best as rock and roll was breaking. His name? Oscar McLawley. Now that name might sound familiar because I play his record, Dig That Crazy Santa Claus, every Christmas time. And if you're a chart watcher, you'll know that he only made the charts once, and that was a duet with Jeanette Baker. Hey Boy, Hey Girl, 1958. And maybe along the way, you've come across some of his songs, like Hey Lolly Lolly, Lollipop, All the Oil in Texas, Convicted, and the namesake for his backing group, The Honey Jump. They were the Honey Jumpers. We're going to get into all of that this week as we explore the often overlooked jump blues mastery of Oscar McLawley. He was born in Kelly, Louisiana on September 22, 1924 as Oscar Lolly. He added the Mick later to add some flair to his name. He grew up singing, of course, but before he could get started on his career, the Army had other plans as he was drafted into World War II. His military registration card shows that he entered the military on December 11th, 1942. The card also notes that he had a scar under his left eye and a front gold tooth. During the war, he sang with a group called the Bullets, and they performed at USO shows. He sang baritone. And after the war, he relocated to Los Angeles, where he continued to sing in nightclubs. By the early 50s, he was discovered by Mercury Records and actually hired as one of their West Coast A&R guys. So he was searching for talent for Mercury Records. But he also was talent on Mercury Records because he made his first record for that label, I'm Hurt, backed with Tears in My Eyes. Now, I don't have that first record, and not many people do. As I was doing research for the show, I couldn't find it anywhere. Except our buddy Victor Perlin has it, and he sent me a copy so that we can all hear what Oscar Lolly's first record sounded like. And I'm still calling him Oscar Lolly because if you look at the label of Mercury number 8227, he is listed as Oscar Lolly with Austin McCoy and his combo. Now, this isn't one of the great jump blues records. This is a ballad, and he sounds a lot like Billy Eckstein on this one. But it did get written up in Billboard magazine and rated good, and it did get some regional airplay, but not enough to warrant a follow-up. Though at that first session, he recorded four songs. The tunes It's Over and I Can't Leave have never been issued. Mercury only put out one single on Oscar Lolly at this time, and we're going to hear I'm Hurt right now to kick off this week's feature on Oscar McLawley. Here's his very first record spinning off the juke in the back with I'm Hurt.
My heart, it cared. I felt everyone knew it, my bride. You crushed, I'm sure you knew it. A whole affair has come to an end, but can I forget? Somewhere, sometime, you'll know the misery of regret. The thrill was real, I tried to believe in you. Deceit that severs me, that's left to grieve. I'm hurt. My heart is bleeding. Please hear my pleading, because
listed as by Oscar McLally and his orchestra, that's the record that really kicked off his career, The Honey Jump, written by Raphael René, Leon René's son, who often went under the nickname Gucci René. His pops, Leon, who owned the Excelsior and Exclusive record labels back in the 1940s, had just started a brand new label called Class Records, and wanted his son involved. So Gucci joined and recruited Oscar Lally, who was now calling himself Oscar McLally, to record that number. And man, it started to catch fire all over the country, especially on the West Coast. You can tell that they weren't completely sure of the direction they were going to go, because on the flip side is a tune called You Can't Bring Me Down, which features Paul Clifton handling the vocals, and it's a retelling of the Willie Mabin song, I Don't Know. I would play it, but I want to keep the focus on Oscar McLawley. And Class Records was so thrilled that the Honey Jump was getting airplay that they rushed out his next single. It's late 1952. The next single has Rain on one side and Casino on the flip. Casino is a jumpin' instrumental, but we're gonna hear the group singing side, Rain, as we feature Oscar McLawley and his orchestra, which will soon be renamed the Honey Jumpers. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. Let's hear about Rain and this nice group singing effort. It's the Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat. Take it away, Mr. McLawley.
Bye.
You might be saying to yourself, Matt the Cat, you just played the honey jump. Why are you playing the honey jump again? Well, baby, I'll tell you. The first honey jump I played was a different version on Class Records. It was the original one by Oscar McLally and his orchestra. The one you just heard right there was the honey jump part one, which was recorded for the Modern record label in 1953. Here's some interesting notes on that. The honey jump part two is the instrumental version of part one. The original honey jump on Class had done so well that Leon and Guji Rene knew they had a commodity in Mr. McLally. So what did they do to raise money? They sold his contract over to the Bahari Brothers in L.A. First thing the Bahari Brothers did was re-record the Honey Jump and put it out nationally. It did really well, but get this. If you look at the writing credit on the original Honey Jump, it's Raphael Rene, the son. But if you look at the Honey Jump on Modern Records that we just heard, the credit goes to both Leon, the dad, and Raphael, the son. It did so well that Modern Records rushed out the next record, All the Oil in Texas, another jumpin' tune, this one written by Leon Rene, the father. So you can see that even though they sold off his contract, there probably wasn't any bad blood between the Renés and Oscar McLally. So let's get this 78 spinning on the old Rockola jukebox. Here's All the Oil in Texas, 1953, Oscar McLally and his Honey Jumpers, the feature this week on The Juke in the Back. Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Barry from Riverside, Arnold and Linda Rosenberg, and contributors Charles Liebman, Mark and Marion McAlpine, Ken Farger, Gail Kuntz, Michael Carey, Michael Carter, Stefan Teese. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
One more thing. This is Bobby the Bobcat making you want to jump, dive, and wail.
about lollipop. Love my baby, but crazy about lollipop. 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 Love my baby, but crazy about lollipop.
A play off his name, Oscar McLolly with Lollipop, written by Raphael Rene and issued on the Modern record label in late 1953. I'm featuring Oscar McLolly this week on The Juke in the Back and the soul that came before rock and roll, 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues you can use from the top of your head to the soles on your worn out walking shoes. And you might be wondering, who's backing him up? Who are these mysterious Honey Jumpers that I speak of as his backing band? Well, I don't have great session information on these tunes, but I know that some famous players passed through the Honey Jumpers, like saxophonist Maurice Simon, great guitarist Chuck Norris, pianists Austin McCoy and Christine Chapman, just to name a few. That song, Lollipop, was issued during the Christmas season of 1953. On the flip side of the original release was God Gave Us Christmas. But Modern Records re-released Lollipop in early 1954 with Falling in Love with You, another tune written by Leon Rene as the flip side. It's a really pretty group tune with Oscar McLolly right out front. So let's dig on it right now. It's the vocal group side of the Honey Jumpers. Here's Fallin' in Love with You.
Mine, all mine. I've searched the world around, but never, ever found one that was meant for me. Suddenly you smiled, and in a little while, heavenly things I could see. Yes, I'm falling in love with you. And I confess that every word is true. So take my foolish heart, say we'll never part, 'cause darling,
darling,
you're mine, oh mine.
Jumping on that 1954 modern record single, Mama Don't Like. I think there's a little bit of a family issue going on there, because it seems like Mama and Daughter don't like the music, but Papa and Son are down with it. So they got some stuff to work out. As I said, the band is really tight on both songs on this single. Let's flip it over right now and hear What You Call 'Em, Joe. Oscar McLawley and the Honey Jumpers, the feature on this week's Juke in the Back.
What you call 'em? What you call 'em, Joe? What you call 'em? What you call 'em, Joe?
I don't know.
See 'em crawling. Some are flying low. What you call 'em? What you call 'em, Joe?
I don't know.
I had a little drink this morning. Went right straight to bed. They woke me up.
up without a warning. Some agree, some are red with a big square head. What you call him? What you call him? Joe. What you call him? What you call him, Joe? I don't know.
McLaughlin and the Honey Jumpers with Hot Banana, giving you some good advice, I think. He likes to eat the hot banana, but the cold banana is a no-go. I don't know that I've ever had a hot banana before. Wait, am I missing something here? I'm not sure exactly what he's talking about. But anyway, that was another jump tune from 1954. Now, think about where we are. It's 1954. Rock and roll is starting to get mainstream. These tunes all fall in to that jump category. So, they're getting plays on jukeboxes. Is that amounting into large record sales? No, but I think it's enough to keep them going, and Modern Records was certainly pleased with the amount of sales that Oscar McLaughlin was getting, Of course, they kept searching for the ever elusive hit record that just wasn't coming. Though they would have something around the corner that would be a regional hit, we'll get to that in just a few minutes. It's Christmas season 1954, and this year, Modern Records decides to take God Gave Us Christmas, which they issued in Christmas of 53, and back it with Dig That Crazy Santa Claus, which is a tune we play every single year here on the Juke in the Back. It's always spinning at Rosie's Juke Joint, one of our most requested rhythm and blues Christmas tunes. In lieu of playing Christmas records right now, let's play another jump novelty record from Oscar McLally and the Honey Jumpers. The feature on this week's Juke in the Back with Take Your Shoes Off, Pop.
Take your shoes off, Pop. Don't tear the Persian rug. Take your shoes off, Pop. You'll be snug as a bug. Take your shoes off, Pop. Don't scrape the hardwood floor. Take your shoes off, Pop. Frisk out a little bit more. While you're stomping, we'll be jumping all around the room. Watch your step, cause you ain't help. Grab a broom with the crazy zoom. Take your shoes off, Pop. Don't drag the chitter home. Take your shoes off, Pop. We're gonna have a ball. Shoes off, Pop. You'll be snug as a bug. Take shoes off, Pop. Don't scrape the hardwood floor. Take your shoes off, Pop. Frisk out a little bit more. Well, while you're stomping, we'll be jumping all around the room. Watch your step, cause you ain't half. Grab a broom with the crazy zoom. Take your shoes off, Pop. Don't drag the jitter home. Take your shoes off, Pop. We're gonna have a ball. Let's dance!
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week we're featuring Oscar McLally. So let's hear a record that actually did quite well as the flip side to Convicted, a single that got airplay in regional markets around the country. Modern Records released it in 1955, and it remains one of his best-known songs today. And listen carefully. Did Carl Perkins get inspiration for Blue Suede Shoes because of this record? It's this week's Great 78. Oscar McLally and his Honey Jumpers with the rockin' Roll Hot Rod Roll.
One for the money, two for the road, three to get ready, now say my soul. Roll, 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 hot rod roll. Roll, 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 hot rod roll. Roll, 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 and say my aching soul. Sit in the hot rod, I'm ready to roll. Look through the windshield, saw the patrol. Something said you better be in the gun, because you know you don't have eyes in one.
One for the money, two for the roll, three to get ready, now save my soul. Roll, 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 hot rod, roll. Roll, 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 hot rod, roll. Roll, 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 and save my aching soul.
When the hood siren coming up fast, roll up the window, step on the gas. When the speedometer hit 110, it kept a going round and round again.
One for the money, two for the roll, three to get ready, now save my soul. Roll, 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 hot rod roll. Roll, 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 hot rod roll. Roll, 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 and save my aching soul.
the roll. Three to get ready, now save my soul. Roll, roll, roll. Singing that song. He said, one for the money, two for the road. Better get ready now, save my soul.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
My all-time favorite Oscar McLally and his Honey Jumpers records with Hey Lolly Lolly. Sure, it's another play on his name, but I think the band is really jumping on that one. It cooks. We're featuring Oscar McLally and the Honey Jumpers, who are now called his Honey Jumpers, and Honey and Jumpers used to be two words, but for some reason Modern Records is squishing them together and making it one word. I don't know why they changed the way that they spelled the group's name, but what are you gonna do? Now let's move on to his next single, another group record. Here's Paiachi with A Broken Heart.
They call me
Dua,
Paiachi
Dua.
Paiachi, with a broken heart. They wonder why I never cry. A fool am I, they say.
They say,
they tell me.
Paiachi,
would laugh as he played the part. All over town, I'm just a clown, pretending to be gay.
Once I was king, I held the world on a string.
Fate had its fling, tearing my dreams apart. So call me Paiachi, laugh, clown, and be happy.
with a broken heart.
Pagliacci, another great group record from Oscar McLally and his Honey Jumpers. Of course, Pagliacci the Clown, based on the 1892 Italian opera of the same name. Man, they do a great job on that record. That got some airplay, but not as much as this next record. It's 1955, and things are starting to work a little bit here for Oscar McLally. Alan Freed champions this next single and plays it on the air in New York quite a bit. It then catches on and gets regional airplay in other major markets around the country, but fails to make the national chart. Still, it sells really well. We heard its flip side, Roll Hot Rod Roll, as the Great 78. But now we're going to hear the hit side. Here's Oscar McLally and his Honey Jumpers with a song that sounds exactly as it should as 1955 rock and roll. It's Convicted.
Just a fool who cares. Hear my confession, and if I am guilty, please let the verdict be fair. I told my friends I adore you, gave you my heart as a clue. If that's a crime, I stand convicted of loving you. You are the judge and you are the jury. I'm just a fool. Hear my confession, and if I am guilty, please let the verdict be fair. I told my friends I adore you, gave you my heart as a clue. That's a crime, I stand convicted of loving you.
Isn't that a great one? Oscar McLally, 1955, with Convicted. As I mentioned, that record did well, but it was his last record for the Bahari Brothers' Modern label. Next, McLawley was back on Mercury Records, this time on their Wing subsidiary, with God's Green Earth, backed with Got Your Love in My Heart. Then, Mercury put out one single on him, Blue Velvet, backed with The Penalty. Once again, he had no success with Mercury Records, and so he was back with Leon and Gucci Rene and their Class record label. This time the offerings were a lot more pop, because it's 1956, 57, and rock and roll is getting a little more lightweight. And we're gonna end this week's program right here, because I can't take you all the way up to his only charting record and then not play it. Cats and kittens, I hope you enjoyed this week's feature on Oscar McLawley. A cat that you might hear from now and then, but one that nobody seems to really focus too much attention on. I hope I corrected that this week. I couldn't have put this show together without the help of fellow record collectors and music historians Victor Perlin, Marv Goldberg, Jim Dawson, and Robert Stallworth. Thank you so much for your help. After his 1958 success with Jeanette Baker and Hey Girl, Hey Boy, he was never able to duplicate that again. He recorded for several independent record labels well until the 1960s. He continued to perform in clubs all around Los Angeles. He spent some time in the Philippines. He moved to Canada for a while, and he remained active until his death on July 4th, 2008. He died in Oakland, California at the age of 83. Remember, until next time, soul, it's a feeling, and you get that feeling each week when you tune into your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues right here on the Juke in the Back. All right, let's go back to the summer of 1958. Oscar McLawley teams up with a fellow Los Angeles singer, Jeanette Baker, and they have a surprise national hit. I use the term hit kind of lightly. It went to number 61 on the national pop chart and failed to make the rhythm and blues chart. It was made famous all over again in the early 60s by Louis Prima and Keeley Smith. It's going to close this week's Juke in the Back. Here's Hey Girl, Hey Boy, co-written by Oscar McLawley and Leon Rene, sung by Oscar McLawley and Jeanette Baker. Have a great week, everybody, and I'll catch y'all on that flip side next time. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. See, see, see. Da-da. Da-da. Oui, oui. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Well, all right. Hey, girl. You sure look fine. Uh-huh. Let's get together, baby. Let me come see you sometime. Uh-huh. Hey, girl, come on, let's dance. Uh-huh.
Hey, boy.
Yeah.
I'll take a chance.
Uh-huh. A little soft music and a kiss could bring romance. Uh-huh. I look in your eyes and my knees get weak. When you're in my arms, I can hardly speak. I hear crazy music when you call my name. Baby, 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 do you feel the same? Uh-huh. Hey, girl. Hey, what's the score? Uh-huh.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, yeah.
You ought to know.
Uh-huh. Now we're going steady and I'll never, never let you go. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Score. Uh-huh.
Hey, boy.
Yeah.
You ought to know.
C-C, da-da, da-da. Wee-wee, okay, yeah-yeah, all right.
Well, we've run out of whiskey, and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.